Hello and welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May God's peace and blessings, guidance and grace be with you and with myself. My name is Ihsan, and this post is part of an ongoing series, kind of a drawn out ongoing series about the great guide, the great messenger, the great prophet, Jesus, peace be upon him, alayhi salam, and specifically Jesus as the penultimate prophet of Islam. And what the word penultimate means is the second to last, the one preceding the final. So in Islam, of course, we believe that Jesus is the penultimate prophet of Islam. Now, I realize that the title for this video may sound slightly controversial, but as I go through this, you'll begin to understand why. You'll understand why I'm using this framing to address a very important critical belief. And really what this is about truth, because truth matters. Now, of course, as a Muslim, I believe, because the Quran teaches me, that everyone is free to believe as they like. The Quran, the noble Quran, the holy Quran, explicitly says there's no compulsion in religion. La ikraha fi din in Surah Al-Baqarah. So everyone is free to believe as they like. However, it is, of course, our responsibility to share the truth, to say the truth, to invite to the truth. It's our responsibility to make information available for those who seek it, who actually are seeking the truth. And of course, I'm not claiming to be the spokesperson or the mouth of the truth. We're all students, we're all seekers, seeking the truth. So let's get into it. The foundational principle or belief, right, in Islam, in Arabic, we would say aqidah, right, the foundational principles and beliefs of Christianity are essentially this, that God became incarnate into a human being, that God became incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and that he then died so as to free or to liberate or to absolve mankind from sin, from original sin, from inherent and innate original sin. So this is the Christian belief, that mankind is born in sin by virtue of existence. We are innately and inherently sinful. And of course, Islam verifies that we have a part of us that definitely is inclined towards sin and error, but the Christian belief is a bit further. It essentially states that we are inherently and innately sinful. So the belief is that God became incarnate into a human being, Jesus Christ, alayhi salam, died or was crucified on the cross in order to purify or absolve mankind of this original sin. And because this original sin was essentially expiated by the death of Jesus, by the crucifixion of Jesus, we are now free, we are now saved, so long as we believe and accept in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. This is the essential Christian belief. So another way of saying it is, if you believe in Christianity, if you believe in this religion, in this belief system, if you consider yourself a Christian, essentially you are saved. This belief system teaches that as long as you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, as long as you accept that into your heart, you're saved. So essentially, what you do or don't do does not particularly matter. I mean, of course it matters, but your salvation is not dependent on it. As long as you accept Jesus Christ, you are saved. So now the question is, what does the Bible actually teach about the subject? And without going into some exhaustive and comprehensive treatment of the subject, what I'd like to focus on is, what does Jesus himself, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, say about this? Nominally, the faith, the belief system, the religion is based on the teachings of Jesus. So what does Jesus himself, alayhi salam, say specifically about this idea, about this belief, at least according to the Gospels, according to the New Testament, as it has been preserved? In the book of Matthew, it is written that Jesus says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And I will profess unto them, I will say unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, you evildoers, you transgressors." This is in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. This is a profound statement by Jesus alayhi salam himself, explicitly denying what is essentially the fundamental Christian doctrine, that so long as you believe in Jesus, you're saved. And he here is clearly saying, no, not at all. Because many will say to me, Lord, Lord. Who will say to him, Lord, Lord? Except the Christians, those who consider him, alayhi salam, as their Lord and Savior. They will say to me, Lord, Lord, we've done many mighty works in your name, cast out devils in your name. We believed in you. And Jesus will say to them, you are evildoers. I never knew you. Depart from me. What a rebuke from Jesus alayhi salam himself, according to the Gospels, according to the Bible, according to the New Testament. What a rebuke to those who profess to have accepted him and who profess to believe in him. And I wanted to make this video now because there's a vitally important issue that human beings have to come to terms with, especially now based on what's happening in the world, in the United States, as well as throughout the world, specifically throughout the Western world, the so-called civilizations and the countries that claim to be based on Christian values, Christian belief, that claim to be Christian countries. And that is the issue of hypocrisy. For those with eyes and ears to see, we're witnessing hypocrisy at unprecedented levels by those who claim to be righteous, by those who claim to be doing right, by those who claim to be God-fearing, by those who claim to be Christian. And this is actually the problem with a faith or a belief system that absolves human beings of responsibility. This idea that you are saved, that you are elect, that you are chosen, either based on what you believe or based on your ethnicity, is inherently misguided. And it's wrong and it's incorrect. And it's not supported by any actual scriptural truth, nor is it consistent with common sense and basic, innate, actual human nature. When a group of people believe that they are saved, that they are special, that they're chosen, simply because of these superficial factors and not what they do, when you remove the day of accounting, the day of judgment, from a belief system, which means your good deeds and your bad deeds will be weighed, and you will be judged by God Himself, the Creator, Allah Almighty, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, for what you actually did, not just what you claimed, well, of course you will end up without that. And this is why the belief in the Day of Judgment is one of the pillars of belief in Islam, one of the six pillars of belief in the religion. Without that, you end up, of course, in a state of hypocrisy. And it's inevitable. When you believe that you're special simply because of these superficial factors, such as what you claim to believe, or who or what tribe or race you were born into, this is what leads to exceptionalism, which we see now playing out on the world stage and leading to the worst, most egregious of crimes of all, genocide, based in ethno-supremacy, racism, really based in pure ego, arrogance, and pride. And these, of course, are cardinal sins, according to Christian and Judaic beliefs. When people believe that they are special or exceptional, not based on what they do and how they act, and rather based on just simply what they claim or what they believe, this is how you can get a group of people openly committing mass murder, mass starvation, mass killing, genocide, and still believe that they are doing the right thing, still believe that they're God's chosen people, still believe that they're working on behalf of God. Many of them are actually trying to hasten the second coming of Jesus Christ, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. And I believe that they will have a very troubled and rude awakening when he actually arrives, as they did 2,000 years ago, when those who were waiting and praying for the Messiah, and he actually came. What did they do when he came? Not to lead them into battle and victory and war over their enemies. Rather, he pointed the finger at them. You are the reason you are been abandoned by God. And what did they do? They sought to kill him. They sought to come against the Messiah. So this fundamentally flawed approach to faith, to religion, to spirituality, to reality, inevitably leads to this type of exceptionalism that can only result in racism and in dehumanization of others. It's practically embedded in these doctrines, in these belief systems. And of course, history bears witness. History bears witness to this. It's a history of violence, a history of brutality, a history of forced conversion of the other and of indigenous peoples. And all of this while somehow feeling morally superior. It's a tragic and almost inevitable consequence of really what is hypocrisy and what leads to cognitive, complete cognitive dissonance. And so in Islam, by contrast, one does not enter into paradise because of what they claim to believe or because of what tribe they were born into. In Islam, one can only enter into paradise first and foremost by God's mercy and second by their deeds and actions. Now those who try their best, who intend to do good, who are sincere in their belief and in their actions, and they fall short, Allah's mercy may envelop them. That's what attracts Allah's mercy. is good intentions, sincere intentions to do the best that one can. In Islam, the first people thrown into hellfire are not even unbelievers or non-believers. The first three people thrown into hellfire are hypocrites. So these are people that profess faith. They even to some degree believe that they are doing out of faith. But in reality, they were hypocrites. They were evildoers. They were doing for the self and for ego rather than for God. Those are the first ones thrown into the hellfire. In Islam, it's not acceptable to say or profess or claim belief and to do otherwise. In Islam, anyone who harms others, who is the cause of injustice and oppression and tyranny amongst others, it doesn't matter if they claim to be Muslim or not, they will be judged and there will be a reckoning. And throughout the Quran, Allah emphasizes He does not love the oppressors, the unjust, the tyrants. It doesn't matter what they call themselves. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. It doesn't matter what you claim. What matters is what you actually do. Are you a force for actual and real good? Are you motivated by compassion and by love in this world? Or by ego, individually and collectively? So I would say that there are essentially four categories of people, right, of human beings in Islam. First, believers. And believers are they who believe, who claim to believe, and who do their best, right? They act accordingly to the best of their abilities. Far from perfect, but they believe and they try to act on that belief. And then second are the hypocrites. These are the ones that say they believe, but in reality do not believe because their actions are in contradiction to belief. They say they believe, but they do wrong. They do evil. Third are non-believers. And these would be simply people who have not yet embraced Islam, who have not yet accepted Islam. They may not be informed about Islam. In a sense, they're neutral. They're not opposing Islam. They don't particularly know about Islam. They just simply haven't yet, right, been properly educated or guided or led to Islam. And of course, guidance is from God. This is the other thing we have to remember, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty God, the Creator, affirms in the Quran that guidance is from God. Nobody can guide anybody else. Guidance is a gift and grace from God. When faith enters into the heart, it is nothing but a gift from God. The fourth category of people are unbelievers. And I would differentiate these from non-believers because unbelievers actively work and fight against faith. They are those who are committed to evil, to corruption within the earth. They are those who fight against belief and believers simply because they believe. In a sense, they are enemies of faith, enemies of God, enemies of goodness, enemies of truth. And of these categories of people, the hypocrites and the unbelievers are cursed. They are the ones who are true losers, both in this life and in the next. So briefly to summarize, you know, the point of this video is to believe, right? If you claim to be a Christian, by all means believe in it, but actually believe in it. Follow through on what Jesus alayhi salam actually teaches. Live according to his teachings. Practice according to his teachings. And you may want to recognize that much of official doctrine is at odds with his actual teachings. Official doctrine states that all you have to do is believe and accept and you're saved. And Jesus himself, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, says explicitly, absolutely not. That is not sufficient and that will not be accepted. And he himself will reject Christianity and Christians who do not act accordingly. Simply believing and accepting is completely insufficient according to Jesus himself. Endless peace and blessings be upon him. And I'll quote from the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Imran, which is the third chapter, the third surah in the Quran, named after the family Al-Imran, the family of Imran. And this is, of course, the family that Maryam, alayhi salam, the Virgin Mary, comes from. The second largest surah in the Quran. Allah says, God Almighty says in the Quran, say, right, say to people, say, O people of the book, O people of scripture, come to common terms between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partners with him, that we erect not from amongst ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, simply say, bear witness that we have surrendered. Bear witness that we have submitted. This is Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 64. The bottom line is this. It doesn't matter what you or I or anybody claims or calls themselves. What matters is what we do. What matters is if we actually believe in what we claim to believe. And what's important is to be a force for good, a force for right, a force for justice, and thus a force for God in the world. Whether you call yourself a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, or anything else, it's our responsibility as human beings to actually stand for the truth, to stand for what's right, to stand against evil and oppression, even against yourselves, even against your people, even against your kin, if necessary. And I personally would add, If you truly want to follow Jesus, come to Islam. With Islam, you don't lose anything. You keep love and acceptance of Jesus in your heart, as well as Moses, alayhi salam, peace be upon them all, and all the prophets and messengers of God. And I recommend and I challenge anyone who is seeking truth, read the Bible, read the Old Testament, read the Gospels of Jesus, and read the Quran, and let go of anything and everything anyone else has said. Read the scriptures themselves, and the truth becomes very clear. Allow the scriptures to speak for themselves. When we seek truth sincerely, we will be guided. But if we want to hold on to things simply because we're afraid to step out onto the path of searching for actual truth, want to remain comfortable, so be it. That's a choice. I pray that we always seek truth, that we always seek to learn, that we continue to try to be sincere, that God makes us from amongst those he is pleased with, because they sought to do good in the world, because they sought to reduce suffering and oppression and injustice for others, that we be amongst those who are motivated by love and not by ego. Ameen. May Allah Almighty bless us towards truth and goodness and guidance, and forgive us for our shortcomings, and lead us with his mercy and his compassion. Ameen to your divine and eternal success.